Liz King is from the Skin Cancer Prevention Unit at Cancer Council New South Wales. She joins me now on Drive. Good afternoon, Liz.
Hi there, Jack. Lovely to be with you.
Thanks. Now, what does your work involve at the Cancer Council? What do you do?
So I'm the Skin Cancer Prevention Manager, and our job is to look at how we can bring sun protection to the settings where people live, work and play, and try to make it part of what they do. I often think about sun safety as something you want to make as a regular habit. So just like you brush your teeth at least once a day, or put on a seatbelt when you get in the car, and you just have habits that you take on board that are associated with time and place. Thinking about sun safety is something which is what we need to do in Australia. And something, whether you're at work or you're out at sport, or you're thinking about school settings for your kids, or even thinking about your local government area and, say, playgrounds, and thinking, is there shade being provided here? So we are looking at prevention, and we think about the ways in which we can enable people to walk the talk of prevention, which is aligned to our slip, slop, slap, seek and slide message, which is really about putting a barrier between yourself and the sun.
Yeah, you sort of spoke a little bit there about ways to keep sun smart. So it may be winter in Wollongong, but UV and the sun, we're still at risk, right?
Yeah, so Australia is the international capital of skin cancer and melanoma rates, and we're the capital by far, and that's because we are close to the equator. We have a lot of blue sky days, and sunshine and UV hits the southern hemisphere with a greater intensity than it does in the northern hemisphere, which leads to Australia and New Zealand having the highest melanoma and skin cancer rates. So it's our most common cancer, but it's also one of our most preventable cancers. And the reason is that UV is responsible for at least 95% of all skin cancers in Australia. And that means that when you protect your skin, you reduce your risk. Thinking about it by year, it's funny because June is where we have the lowest average UV levels. We know, for example, around Sydney and the Wollongong area, that it's going to be at least 10 months of the year where the UV is high enough to damage unprotected skin. And so June and July are the lower months of UV. But the point I want to make is that UV is different from heat. So you can have a cool day, and it might be, you know, something like August or April, May, and you think, oh, it's cool, I'm not going to get any UV damage. And you may not get burnt, and that's fine, but you don't need to get burnt for the UV to damage your skin. It's cumulative and it's irreversible. So that's why we want to encourage people to set up good sun safe habits. And one way to help prompt you to do that, we have a SunSmart app which will tell you what the UV is in your local area at that time of day and time of year. So that is a way of keeping track of, do I need to protect my skin today? I often encourage people to think about having their sort of sun safe sort of strategy around their house, which might be having the sunscreen in the bathroom so it's easily, and we recommend broad brimmed hats because they provide better protection than caps, but having some, you know, hats available that are easy access, whether it's near the front door on a hat stand or in the back of the car squished in with other types of things, so that you've just got them available for when you need them.
That's it. Now, how do I find out more information about staying sun smart, and also where we can get that app from?
Yeah, so if you wanted to go to your app store, the SunSmart app, you just type in SunSmart, it will come up, and then you can download that for free. In terms of more information, our Cancer Council website has a lot of information on sun safety. We do promote protection first, so prevention is better than cure. Trying to prevent the damage being done in the first place is what we recommend. But the second is to know your skin and to make sure that if there is a change to a spot, freckle or mole or something new that develops on your skin, and particularly if it looks a bit different, we often call it the ugly duckling, if it just looks like it wasn't there before or it's changed shape, colour or size, we recommend people not to delay and go see their doctor. Mm. And that way, if it is something that needs to be treated, the earlier it's found, the better.
Wise advice there, Liz. Liz from the Skin Cancer Prevention Unit at Cancer Council New South Wales. Thanks for joining me on the program today, Liz. Appreciate your time.
Thanks so much, Jack. Really appreciate it.